Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we're going to talk about your natal Mars sign. And just like I've done in previous shows, I'm going to do an overview of all 12 astrological signs and how they are expressed through the energy of Mars. Mars is how we assert ourselves, how we go after what we want. Mars is masculine energy. It relates to our desires, our physical body, our sense of what matters to us, what we want, and how we go about getting what we want. If you think about Mars as a vehicle, it's how you drive the car, it's how you move it forward. And of course, there's different expressions of Mars through each of the 12 astrological signs. So we will take a look at how that energy is meant to be expressed consciously in those 12 signs, as well as looking at the lower expressions of Mars. And you can look at this as a continuum of even when you weren't aware of how your Mars energy was showing up, there are probably some things you were doing that maybe weren't out of the best choices, they weren't the best ways of going after what you wanted, they were frustrating, etc. But as you raise your understanding of this Mars energy in your chart, you can raise up to a new expression of how you go about getting what you want and what your particular Mars energy is here to show you. Before I go over each of the Mars signs, I want to talk about a few things that can show up in a chart. If you were born during Mars retrograde, for example, then your natal Mars in your astrology chart is turned inwards. And that means that you are naturally programmed to go inwards to consider the actions you're going to take before you move forward. And whenever there's a personal planet in retrograde, it's typically a 1-2-step process instead of a direct process. Whereas a regular Mars that goes forward will just go after what it wants, it won't think twice, it will assert itself. When Mars is in retrograde, it means that you as a soul chose to slow down. You chose to be aware of what you put your energy towards, of what you were going to do, and how you were going to show up or express these masculine energies in yourself. Now, Mars is associated with the masculine. Venus is associated with the feminine. Of course, it can be more complicated than this. You could have your Mars in a feminine astrological sign. You could have your Venus in a masculine astrological sign. So I'm speaking in generalities here, as you would need to look at your own chart and determine how your energies are showing up. Regardless of Mars being in a masculine or feminine astrological sign in your chart, there are healthy and conscious ways to express this part of you. A bit like being in alignment with the natural energy waves that are moving with you forward. Mars is the forward march. It's how you take steps or run after what you want. It's how you move with confidence. It's how you understand what matters to you and how you go about getting it. It's a very action-oriented energy, and yet there's so many ways we can go about getting what we want that when you understand your Mars, you can be in alignment with that energy wave of how you're meant to move through the world. The other thing to be aware of in your chart is that your natal Mars may be conjunct another personal planet. The personal planets are the Sun, Moon, Mercury, and Venus. And if Mars is conjunct one of these planets in your chart, it's going to add that dynamic momentum to that planet's energy. In other words, if your Mars is conjunct your moon sign, chances are you need to be doing something every day. You need to be working out, you need to be on the move, you're very active, because Mars basically adds in that sense of go, go, go. Of course, it depends on the astrological sign that it's in, but it's energizing. Mars is energizing that particular planet, which means you may also need to be very aware of when it's time to slow down, of when you're being too assertive or too much. You also have to look at your ego. Mars is about our ego, how we come across to others, often unconsciously, how we are here to develop a healthy ego rather than a false ego. So energizing Mars will add more fuel and more energy basically to any of the personal planets. Now, if Mars is conjunct one of the outer planets, and I'm going to include Jupiter, Saturn, Chiron, as well as Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto as all of the outer planets simply because they are slower moving. If Mars is conjunct one of those planets, that planet is going to have more of an influence on Mars and particularly slow him down or show him more boundaries or perhaps be more dynamic because the outer planet is energetically stronger than Mars. So it's important to understand this relationship and the different ways the energies can align. So Mars conjunct a personal planet will be a strong influence on those personal planets, but an outer planet conjunct Mars is going to influence Mars. And I do have for you on YouTube a new playlist that's called Learn About Your Astrology Chart, where I have connected all of these podcasts that I've gone through for you around your personal planet. So I've talked about your moon sign, we've talked about your Mercury, we've talked about your south node and your north node. Now we're doing Mars. I will do Venus as well. And you'll also find the podcasts about when the outer planets influence your personal planets. So that is a new playlist on YouTube that's designed to help you go into more of your astrology chart when you're ready and when you have the time. I'm going to go through all 12 astrological signs, explaining the lower and higher expressions of each one. And then at the end of the podcast, I will have some final thoughts to share with you to wrap up this topic. So let's begin with Mars in Aries. Mars is in his home sign in Aries. He's very comfortable here as the initiator, the leader, the pioneer. Mars in Aries is very quick to action and wants to get moving. So this is this place that you're ready to move something forward very regularly, almost impatiently and impulsively. And you need to be aware of when it's too much too fast because Mars in Aries can be too fast for other people. You can be very quick in action in your own world, but when it comes to interacting with other people, you want to be aware of what perhaps is too much and too fast. Now, this is the energy of the body being very strong, needing to move the body, needing to move energy through the body. So being physically active, working out, exercise, all of that is very important to the Mars and Aries energy. And in fact, if it isn't expressed, it can show up through your emotional world. It can show up as more anger, more frustration, rage. And so there's something about this Mars in Aries too, that throughout your life, you're going to need to learn how to temper it, how to balance it when you don't get your own way, when something doesn't happen as soon as you want it to, how to work with anger, how to work with your impulsive reactions. Developing a healthy way to moderate that quick moving energy will pay off for you. Something like meditation, anything that brings you into the body, that grounds you, that relaxes you, that calms you, is something you're going to need throughout your life. The Mars in Aries energy can typically trust itself. And as it reaches higher states of consciousness, it understands those first impulses it receives as accurate. It listens to those gut reactions. It knows when the body wants to move and when the body needs a break. So you want to tune into your body consciousness. That's very important for the Mars and Aries energies. And to develop a healthy relationship with your body that is based in something confidence building. Now, you also want to be aware of your ego because that Mars in Aries can be egoic, not always consciously, of course, but it is related to all the fire signs, which are about asserting themselves. So make sure that you're not coming across as too egoic, too fast, too much, or even too impulsively for other people. And the more that you can balance that and temper it, the more that your Mars in Aries is really going to feel inspired to follow what is correct for it and to trust itself even more. Mars in Taurus is a wonderful builder. This is the energy of knowing what you want and sticking with it. Staying to work on something, often the last person working on it, wanting to get something done. Mars in Taurus tends to be an observer. It looks for what is happening and it wants to take self-assured steps. It will move when it's essential and when a plan is known. That Mars in Taurus can be motivated to move after something it really wants, whether that is something financial or materialistic, whether that's something that really calls to its own heart. And so this is where that Mars is invigorated by meaning, by what is important to me. And it can be decisive because that Taurus energy will say, no way, that's not for me. Or it will say, yes, absolutely, I am determined. So this is often a determined Mars. Now, the Mars in Taurus energies can also be very stubborn and even, we'll call it lazy at times. Again, that sense of I'm not moving, I don't want to do anything yet, I'm fine here on the couch. That's because there isn't anything motivating that Taurus energy just yet. But when something clicks, when something truly resonates, that Mars in Taurus is very aware of what it wants and it will stick with it to the end. This can also be a strong physique. A Taurus energy, when it is in a healthy place, is very aware of its body, as all the earth signs are. The earth signs can be the bodybuilders, literally, the ones who are always at the gym, always putting the time, energy, and effort in to take care of the physical self. So this Mars in Taurus is determined, it's strong, but it's looking to go after what it really values. And so when you trust that in yourself, when you know what is worth your time, where you want to invest, where you want to really make something happen, this is when that Mars in Taurus energy will go forward. Now, sometimes that Mars in Taurus can go after things for egoic gain, to appear a certain way to other people, to come across in a manner that is impressive or, you know, flout something. But that's false. That's part of the false ego. Whereas this Mars in Taurus is really getting clear on what it wants to dedicate itself to and what you want to have to show for it. So what you really want to, again, build up so that at the end of the day, you're very proud of what you have put time, energy, and effort into. Mars in Gemini is a fast-moving energy. It is the multitasker. Gemini is about doing two things at once. And sometimes this Mars can do something twice in order to get the correct result. And so this is the Mars that is good at doing one thing in the right hand and the other thing in the left hand. It's fast acting. And it has a sense even of not knowing what it's doing all the time. It's just in motion. And that's the strong Gemini energy of being in the head. So the Mars in Gemini wants to drop down into its body and to get a sense of what is correct for me. Where do I want to put time and energy into something and not just be doing a bunch of things and never finishing it? This is true for all the mutable signs, where you like your choices, you want your possibilities, you don't want to be overly committed. This Mars is fast moving. So you are better at getting things done quickly and multiple things, such as short projects or quick errands, or being able to move fast and at a speed that's right for you. You want to make sure you're not being pulled in too many directions. You want to make sure too that when you say you're going to show up somewhere, that you follow through on that, because the Gemini energy can be flaky, it can forget, it can decide, never mind, I don't want to do that. But a healthy expression of Mars in Gemini is that you really are interested in what you're doing. You're mentally stimulated by what you are applying yourself to. Your mind is engaged, and that fuels the body's consciousness. And so there is a dynamic here between the mind and the body, and this is true for all the air signs. But keep in mind that the body is also going to be talking to you. So one of the healthy things you can do with Mars in Gemini is ensure an ongoing conversation or dialogue with the body and your mind so that you are really feeling into what your body is saying and what is driving you. And because Mars in Gemini tends to be quick and fast moving, there'll be times when you need to slow down to make sure you're not tripping over your own feet, to make sure you're not missing anything, and that you're also aware of the bigger picture of it all. Don't be afraid to go further. Don't be afraid to try something new or step out of a comfort zone, to get an experience that could be very well worth it. So that Mars in Gemini, very much on the move, very much out and about, but make sure that you're not moving too fast, that you miss what really matters in a day. Mars in Cancer is an emotionally fueled energy. And this is where you're looking for what feels right for you. And this could be something that you're not quite conscious of, but you kind of put out your spidey senses to determine what you're going to do next. Does it feel right? Is it safe? Is this something I want? And the energy could change on a daily basis. Mars in Cancer is essentially connected to the lunar cycle and the changing energies of every day. So it's sort of like one day you feel like you're ready to take action and the other day you just can't possibly do anything. The energy feels off. So you are here to trust your body's messages, your body consciousness around what feels accurate for you, and to allow that to be your guide, to trust yourself, to not hold yourself to other people's ways of moving about the world. For example, because Cancer is not only a water sign, it is a cardinal sign, and it has the desire to move at its own pace, and it doesn't need a routine. Meaning some Mars energies want to do things in a very structured manner. This is not the case with Mars in Cancer. You want to just go with what feels right and ride these waves. Now, you do need to be aware of your own reactions to things and whether something is triggering you, if you feel defensive, if you feel vulnerable, because that Mars in Cancer energy wants to feel safe, and typically it will move sideways. And think about the crab, which is connected with the Cancer energy, and a crab moves sideways. And so you might not go directly after something, but you might kind of just shuffle around the outskirts. You want to make sure it's okay. You probably don't want to be rejected. You're looking at what feels right. This is an internal dance that the Mars in Cancer energy performs. So be very aware of what something feels like. Trust your body's messages. And really spend time getting to know what is coming through your physical self. Also, allow yourself to move emotional energy through you. Move the feelings, move the energy, do tapping, anything that supports your energy meridians, because you're meant to be processing or running energy through you so it doesn't get stuck in the body. This is true for everybody, but it's especially true for Mars in Cancer. Mars in Leo is very strong. Mars in the fire signs is active, motivated, inspired. And in Leo, a leadership energy, this Mars feels in control. It wants to be the leader. It wants to run the show. And so there is a strong energy here of self-assertion, being able to go after what you want because it's what you want. Now, one thing you need to be aware of with Mars in Leo is that you do have to be aware of how it affects other people. You do want to be aware of your own ego and if you're operating from a false ego or a healthy ego. Mars in Leo also needs to be connected to its heart. And does this really have meaning to me? Do I really love this? Or am I doing something for attention? Am I doing something so that I will receive from other people? Am I wearing a mask or performing a certain role in order to receive love? Now, a healthy Mars in Leo will stick with something and it will keep the energy running. And that's because Leo is a fixed sign. The fixed signs lock in and they will go, 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 go. But it can even be to the point of exhaustion. So you want to ensure that you're pacing yourself, you're not overdoing it, you're really putting your time, energy, and effort into something that's in your heart that you love, and you're not just doing it for acclaim or for how other people see you. Now, there's a strong energy here of leadership development with Mars in Leo, and you have the ability to really lead the pack and to follow what excites you. So trust that in yourself. Trust how you are energized to move forward, how you are ready to follow. It's a following an energy, because Mars in Leo is actually a leadership, but you're following something that feels in resonance with you in a very powerful way. And you can always check in with your solar plexus around these messages. Mars in Leo is very strong and confident, and it's important to have a way to express yourself in that manner. Also to make sure that you're not running over people with your own will, because that Leo energy has a strong will. It's very determined. So watch that in yourself. Look at how that maybe is coming across. You don't want to be a bulldozer, or maybe you do, but just be aware that you're very determined and very fixed in what you want. And yet that could be something that is affecting other people or creating opposition against you. Mars in Virgo can be a very healthy placement for anything that you want to improve in your life. Virgo is actually associated with athletic. It's the time and energy we put into something consistently, the ongoing practice, how we improve in a sport, how we improve in a game. And that Virgo energy wants improvement. So Mars in Virgo is looking to be healthier, better, stronger. It's looking at how it can also heal the body and perhaps work with something of a more natural or organic manner to support the overall health of the body. Mars in Virgo is very much about the particulars and the details of the body, understanding how it works, understanding how to heal it, but also understanding what really matters at the end of the day. And this is an energy of routines. So you might be very good at your daily routines, at being aware of where to put your energy, what matters to you today, what you need to get done, and being motivated by that. Mars in Virgo typically needs healthy food. And we could say this for every astrological sign, but particularly for the earth signs that are about being strongly connected to the earth. And Virgo really wanting the nutrients and really wanting something solid that supports the energy flowing through the body. Now, Mars in Virgo is also associated with the healing of the body and ensuring that the energy meridians are open and flowing on a daily basis. So make sure that this is a Mars that's active, that's moving, that's aware of its body's messages. This is associated with the digestive tract or the stomach. This is where if there's too much worry or stress, that's where the energies can show up. So take very good care of this Mars in Virgo. Often organic energies are the best and support being in that high performance energy. You do have to moderate and monitor how you handle stress, worry, and guilt, and how you're able to move those energies through you. Those are part of the Virgo qualities that can feel like they're not good enough. They feel like they need to do more. This is where they can hold guilt and the desire to be better, or that something isn't good enough, it's not perfect enough. And the body can harbor and hold these energies. So you want to develop a healthy relationship with the physical self and ensure that you are not only hearing your body's messages, but that you have some type of healing habits that support this part of your experience. And there's just something about that Virgo energy that needs TLC every single day, that needs the daily routines and something that can be working with the energy meridians. And it could be that there's a few different things that Mars in Virgo energy enjoys. Typically, it could be, you know, doing something with yoga and then also being on the treadmill and then also going to the gym. It's being able to have options, which is true for all of the mutable signs, but something that is also dependable is important for Virgo. Mars in Libra is an interesting energy because Mars wants to move forward. And Libra wants to sit and talk. So there could be a combination that's required from you of being able to talk something out before you take action, doing something with another person, maybe more comfortable. You might desire working out in partnerships or working out with other people. There's something social about the Libra energy and Mars wanting to connect with others through this astrological sign. Now, Mars is known for being in its detriment in Libra. And what that means is that Mars is at its furthest point away from Aries, its home sign, when it's in Libra. And that means it's a weakened Mars. And it's because of this inability to make a decision that can leave Mars paralyzed in Libra, where you don't want to upset somebody, you don't want to create chaos, you don't want to make a choice or do something that would make another person mad. So the Mars in Libra energy is really about what you're doing for yourself that's healthy, and understanding that that can then be the best way to take action, knowing that you aren't responsible for others, but you can still move forward and trust yourself. Now, again, you may need to talk things out before you take action, and you might need to give yourself time to sit with the decision before you move ahead. Now, this can be good when there is something that needs to be negotiated or worked out. You're not quick to action. You're not impulsive. You're not going to run over another person. This Mars in Libra can be very considerate. It can be very aware of what needs to happen in a situation and mapping out a plan. So you want to do something that pulls on the strengths of the air signs, which are our mental energies and communications, and incorporate that into your overall strategy for taking action and knowing what to do next. The good news is that this Mars is more peaceful. He doesn't want to start a fight. He doesn't want to go to war with somebody. And so if you can find ways to make the most of those attributes, that could help you understand what is best for you right now, as well as honor this part of your experience and to weigh both sides of it. That's really one of the gifts of Libra, is that you can see things objectively before you go after what you want or before you take action moving forward. Mars in Scorpio is a very passionate and determined energy. Mars is strong in Scorpio. It can even be that one-track mind of going after what you want. Scorpio is all about what drives you forward, and it's an intense, passionate energy. It is emotional, and it is a sense of, I'm going to do this because this is what I have a conviction about. So Mars in Scorpio takes actions on what it really wants because it intensely feels that this is what it needs. And so it's a very driven, determined, and strong Mars. Now, be aware of how this Mars in Scorpio can be acting out of places of power, control, manipulation. It can be an energy of trying to go behind the scenes or keep things hidden. It can be very clandestine. And this is a Mars, though, that will get the job done and will be aware of the strategies in play. So Mars in Scorpio is strategic, and it does take into consideration other people's behaviors and choices and what they're feeling. And this can be, of course, a good thing or a bad thing. Mars in Scorpio is motivated by something outside of itself, whether that is something around finances or a new title, a new job, or just a passion, whether it's also connected to an emotional drive of what it really, really wants to obtain. So you want to be aware of your intention with this Mars. And that's the case for every Mars sign, really. But in Scorpio, you really need to look at what you're going after and why, so that you're not wasting your energy on something that really isn't fortifying or enhancing your own power, your own sense of feeling powerful in who you are and what you want. Because Scorpio is a fixed sign, it is all about staying the course. Seeing something through, it does not give up, it does not let go. And that is actually one thing to be aware of with this Mars in Scorpio, is that there comes a time when you need to let something go. That's part of a transformation, that's part of phases of the journey. And so this Mars could have a hard time releasing what it's outgrown, especially if it doesn't know what it wants next. So allow a process to unfold. Check in with yourself. Check in with your sacral energy here with that Scorpio drive. Check in with what is really moving through you, what you're ready to create next and move towards next. And also, you want to be trusting yourself. Trusting yourself is an ongoing life skill, and you're coupling it with your body and where your body is energized, where your body is moving. So I feel like this Mars in Scorpio is basically looking at how it is moving towards something it wants because of a healthy intention that feels powerful. And that could help you discern what is worth your time, energy, and effort, and help you be very aware of why you're doing what you're doing to go after what you want. Mars in Sagittarius is an adventurer and an explorer. It is the long distance runner. This is a Mars that's very inspired and motivated, does not want to be held down or held back, wants to be free to roam. Because it's in a fire sign, it is energized and motivated to go for what it wants. This Mars does need to be aware of its ego. That is true for Mars and all of the fire signs, because that ego can be quite big. Think of a roaring fire that's burning a little too much, and it can burn other people without being aware of it. So you do want to be aware of any, it can be an unconscious tendency to be pompous or righteous. It can have illusions of grandeur. It can be the one who's done everything and seen everything. So you do want to be aware of how that might come across to others, how it might turn them off. But a Mars in Sagittarius that is healthy is very optimistic and positive. It is motivated to go out and try something new. Let's have an experience. Let's go on this trip. And it wants movement. So it's very important that your body has some kind of movement, especially the legs. And that's because Sagittarius rules the legs and the hips. So anything that opens up those energy streams in you can get the energy moving and could feel very natural. A bit like going for a long walk, doing some really good stretching, doing a lot of fun dancing. All of that can be very invigorating for Mars and Sagittarius. Now, Mars is about going after what you want, and Sagittarius has big dreams. So you could have a sense that, you know, there's big things you want to do in your life, you want to make it happen, you want to go for it, but you want to make sure that you have the practical steps to get there. That it's not just about the big dreams and not knowing how it can come about, but really putting into play the steps to take to go on that trip or to write that novel or to do something that reflects what matters to you. Mars in Sagittarius can be scattered, just like the other mutable signs, where it wants to do a lot of things in a day and yet never accomplishes anything. It can be going in multiple directions at once, and it needs a focus. What's the long-term focus? What's this about? And how does it align with what is correct for you? So when you understand that in yourself, you're going to make sure that what you are putting your time, energy, and effort towards is accurate, is best for you, and is inspiring you. You're learning something. You're gathering knowledge. There's something that you're experiencing here that you really enjoy. And that is one of the uplifting qualities of Mars in Sagittarius. Mars in Capricorn is a strong placement because Capricorn is the commander, the CEO, the boss, and the Mars energy adds the ability to take charge. So we have a strong leadership energy here, a desire to make a plan, be strategic, have something practical and known to move forward. And it's a bit like being able to also command an army, how you can really work with multiple people, multiple parts, bring them all on the same page to accomplish a goal. Mars in Capricorn wants to be in charge and could have difficulty with other people telling it what to do. Mars in Capricorn could also have to learn things the hard way. It has to put in the time, energy, and effort, and that's part of the Capricorn influence, where as you get older, you have more maturity and more experience about what things really are, how the world really operates, what things really matter to you. So that Mars in Capricorn is looking at how you are applying yourself to your long-term goals and how you're sticking with it. And that Capricorn energy will absolutely stick with something that it wants to accomplish. Now, you need to be aware that you're not, you know, running over people, that you're not too much of a bully, or that you're not only thinking about what you want and you're not considering others. That you're taking into action that there's more ways to go about doing something than just your way. That you can take action in the ways that work for you, but you're going to have input from other people. And that Mars in Capricorn really just wants to move on its own terms and basically be the one that decides these are the executive orders. So the understanding with this Mars in Capricorn is that you will have a plan for going about what you want, but keep in mind, so will other people. And how are you going to manage this? How are you going to work with others while you stay in a place of strength in yourself? Mars in Capricorn will relate to the physical structure of your body, particularly bones and teeth. You want to make sure that you're taking care of the physical structures of your body. Of course, this is true for everybody. But because Capricorn is about the bone structure, this would go into what you need for healthy bones, such as calcium, such as the right vitamins, such as anything that's strengthening. Also, the spine is important with Capricorn. So it could be, too, that you find that you benefit from going to the chiropractor, or there's something that supports your spine, that stretches it, that feels good, that feels strengthening. All of this is important for the body's energy to move through you and to feel strong when it's in Capricorn. So trust what your body is telling you. Understand that these messages are valid and they have meaning. And know that Mars in Capricorn is a really good placement, and you can probably accomplish a lot in your life with this energy on your side. Mars in Aquarius often has a unique way of doing things. This is the energy of really having a vision or an understanding of what you want and being fixated on going for it in whatever way works for you. Mars in Aquarius is absolutely comfortable doing something its own way, being outside the status quo, and also trusting a new path that you're energetically invigorated by. And that's because the Aquarius energy is very exciting. It's very juicy. It's very forward thinking. And it wants to try something new and branch out. It is a fixed sign, meaning it can have a very fixed vision of what it's going after. This is the outcome I want. This is how I'm going to go about this. This is what I'm going to make happen in my world. And there's a combination of energies here, from the mental inspirations to the body. But keep in mind that that energy also goes back the other way, meaning your body and the energy you're feeling can also inspire something for you mentally that opens up a new possibility or a new way of approaching a problem. Mars in Aquarius is wanting to try something new and different. It can be very much ahead of the crowd and on that forward edge of what's to come next. Now, because this is a fixed sign, you do need to be aware of other people's thoughts and ideas that are going to be different than your own, that they're going to have a different way of seeing things or going about getting what you want done. This is the desire or ability to stay open to conversations. Stay open to what other people have to offer or have to say. It doesn't mean it changes what you're going after, but just making sure that you're engaging with other people in a way that's healthy for you. Mars in Aquarius can be very social, very much about people and interacting and wanting to share ideas, wanting that group think experience. So you could be motivated by working in a group with people, with a group of people. Or you could also just want time to yourself to sit in your own world and move something through you without other people's input. So you could have strong feelings or strong experiences with both of these. Now, because Aquarius is a fixed sign, it will see something done to completion. It will stay the course and have ongoing energy to do what it needs to do. However, you also need to know when to stop, when to let something go, when it's over and you don't need to put more energy towards it. This is true for all of the fixed signs, but Aquarius can be so set on what it's creating and experiencing that it can not step away and release when it's time to do so. Mars in Aquarius can be very original and rebellious. This is where you are motivated to do something better, to improve a system, to reform it, to look at what isn't working and to do what you can to make it better. This can also be where you are motivated by something that you think is unjust or not correct, that it doesn't ring true for you, and you take action against it as well. So you want to be very intentional with what you're choosing, what you're putting your energy towards, and you want to check in with your body here and always be aware of where you actually have energy for something and make sure the energy isn't only coming from your mind. Because if it's only a thought, then you have to really be discerning about how much time, energy, and effort you put towards something to make it happen and to get it done. So check in with your body and what your body's consciousness is telling you about what you want to move towards and if it's really going to serve you not only in the present, but also in the long term. Mars in Pisces is a very interesting combination because this is where you're learning to trust energies that are bigger than you. This is where your human will comes up into partnership with spiritual will, and you're learning to trust your own intuition on what you need to do, how you need to take action, and what is correct for you. And this is often something outside of what may be right for other people, meaning you could be energized to do something when the time is right, and it doesn't come from your head. It doesn't come from something you planned or put on the calendar. Rather, that Mars in Pisces knows when to take action based on an intuitive feeling, a sense of timing, and even support from the universe that you can't miss. So this is a very intuitively guided Mars. And this is where you could also have lessons in your life around what you can trust in yourself and to not feel powerless or to not go into a victim mentality, to not feel like everything's working against you or that you don't know what to do at times. That confusion can be very real. But the Mars in Pisces, once you go higher and you trust it, you will absolutely know with certainty what is correct for you because it will be a feeling. And when that feeling comes through, it will motivate you, inspire you, and it will move forward. And even when you trust this very deeply, you could find that things line up for you much easier because you're working with divine timing, not human timing. And that's part of the trusting energy that the Mars in Pisces journey experiences throughout its lifetime. It's often a very personal experience that only you know, and you could look back in hindsight at how you trusted yourself and took action, and it was absolutely the correct thing for you, and that inspiration didn't come from over-planning or even anything in your head. So this is an interesting dynamic. There can be the themes of really trusting and really surrendering multiple times in your life where you're like, I don't know how this is going to play out, but I feel it. And that feeling is driving you forward. Mars in Pisces can also have very low energy at times where really all you can do is sit on the couch and do nothing, or you just want to nap, or you need a lot of sleep. Again, you're really feeling the influence from bigger energy cycles and you're meant to honor that. And so if some days you just can't do much, trust that and know that that's part of your energetic makeup. It could feel like you're hard on yourself. You could have some internal messages or conversations about, no, I should be getting this done today, or I really need to work on something. But that Mars in Pisces is telling you to trust your body, to trust when your body needs to rest, because you might need more rest and more sleep than most people. And just like the other water signs, you could also be more sensitive to environments. You could be more aware of what's going on around you, and you could understand that, okay, I can't be in this space. I need to physically move away, or I need to be in a space that is in alignment with who I am, that is more calm or soft or gentle. All those Pisces qualities are really important. And the Mars energy needs to have those places available to it on a daily basis. So the more you can trust this about yourself, the easier you can be on yourself and also ideally remove yourself from having expectations of what something should be, and rather make sure that you are in alignment with God, Source, Spirit, the universe, and that's what's always going to lead you in the right direction at the right time. So that is the rundown of all 12 astrological signs as they can show up and appear through Mars, as well as how you can partner with your physical body, be aware of your physical energy, honor this part of yourself to not force anything or to not try to be who you're really not. And this Mars energy can also make you more productive. You can actually be more efficient and accomplish more when you are in alignment with how your Mars energy naturally runs through you. And this can set you up for more accurate expectations of how to move about your world. So as always, thank you so much for joining me for today's podcast episode. And in a future episode, we will go through the Venus astrological signs. I'll go through all 12 of those, and we will continue to help you dive into these areas of your natal chart and how you can understand yourself more. As always, I'll see you back here on Wednesday for the next weekly intuitive astrology show, as well as every Monday where we do one of these special topic shows. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'll see you soon.